I could never figure out what the lyrics of that song were, but it's, that's right. Liar, liar, pants on fire, your nose is longer than a telephone wire. You should check that out on YouTube. These kids up there knocking it out, and this girl's doing the go-go dance thing, and it's just silly. I can't believe it was regarded as so hot and risque back in the day. How naive we were. Well, I said it before, I'll say it again. It's been said many times, a few thousand years. With much wisdom comes much sadness, and he who multiplieth wisdom multiplieth pain. Hope that part's not true. Afraid it is. All right, we'll be right back. Final segment with Tosh, ex-CIA. Whew. Guy in the know on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, Tosh, let's go at it some more. About this, can we just touch on Oliver North here for just a second? He was like the face behind the defense of everything that was going on with the Iran-Contra thing.
Well, that's it. The thing about this, and I don't really have any axe to grind against North. I make reference to the Southern Front Klan when I talk to these people about this. The Southern Front Klan is the ones that got Kiki picked up or whatever. There's an old saying that when you start picking at an old scab, that's when the screaming really starts.
Right.
I knew that I was hitting a real sore spot when that Fox interview was edited the way that it was. The only reason, what is the motive behind that, is to cover up a legacy. Reagan meant well when he started the fire in Southern Front, violation of the Boland Amendment. The operation got totally out of hand, and profiteers started coming in. Millions were made. Savings and loan was raped and pillaged through the Iran-Contra situation. Ollie North was 16 felony accounts. There was out of 26 felony accounts, but he was a hero, and he was pardoned by Reagan. John Kerry launched investigations. He's now the Senate of the State Department. All these birds of a feather flock together, and over time, you see the positions that they have. What is it that they're covering up? Why do they want to character assassinate my DEA friends, of the ones that actually were awarded and praise for the work that they did on the Kiki Camarena case? And now, all of a sudden, they're no good. I mean, they can't be trusted. Their colleagues, out of 23 agents that have come forward and substantiated everything that I just said, why is it that they are now a movement to go and discredit those very agents that they have received awards from their own agencies? It doesn't make sense to me.
No.
So, in my case, talking the way I'm talking right now is going to get me in a lot of trouble. The only reason that I am talking and going on Facebook is to have this information out there before the fact. Because if they did try to shut me down and what I know and what I've done and what I know that my friends have done and other pilots have done, if they try to shut me down, I mean, without me talking about this before the fact, there's no way that I could possibly come out and say, oh, well, this is what we did. No, you already, they're already down on me, down on us guys that's trying to tell the truth. A lot of these guys could not talk about this when they were engaged in the operations and when they were employed by their agencies. And that goes for CIA as well as DEA and also ATF. And these people that might be listening to this know exactly what I'm talking about. These pilots that flew these missions out of El Toro, they know exactly what I'm talking about. The ones that just got out of prison for running drugs into this country that was doing it in a sanctioned operation, they know exactly what I'm talking about. They don't want to go back to prison. They don't want to get killed. They don't, there's a lot of, they have families. They got responsibilities. They got to put bread on the table. They got to send their kids to school. I mean, it's not worth it. You don't make money off this kind of stuff. You make money off selling the guns. The politicians make money off getting the graft that comes off the sales of the gun. So until we and our mainstream media starts looking into this and starts doing journalism like they should be doing, we're going to have this kind of corruption continue on and on and on.
Except the media is getting paid off too, aren't they?
Well, heck yes. I mean, this kind of story cannot see the light of day. This kind of story is the only story that will save this country. We've got to clean this kind of crap up. Now I want to go into Benghazi.
Okay.
The same kind of thing that went on in Cuba is going on in Benghazi. C-130s. I just talked to a C-130 pilot here the other day, and I posted it on my Facebook page. He wrote me and told me he just got through making six trips in a C-130H. His load was supposed to be humanitarian supplies, but his loadmaster says, hey, man, we got guns, ammunition, and long missiles back there. Where are they going? They went to Jordan into CIA-run safe houses by private contractors. And then at that point, the Blue Lantern report lost track of them. Tracking devices were taken off that load. Where did they go? Then we have the annex. Then we have the Benghazi compound attacked and left behind were U.S. weapons. But they won't tell us that. The people that will tell us that are the guys that's getting ready to testify next week. How many U.S. weapons were found on that compound left there? Planted there, as they say.
I don't know why, Tosh, but the moment that that story broke, I thought about it for a couple of days, and I said it on this program. I said, it sounds to me like that's somebody crawfished a deal. That sounds to me like an arms deal that went south, and I don't know why I thought that, but that's what popped up on my screen.
Well, that's exactly what, look, they've been 15 safe houses scattered through Jordan, Turkey, and Qatar. What are in those safe houses run by private contractors through the CIA? Now, that doesn't mean that the whole CIA is bad. There's damn good people work for the CIA, and there's damn good people work for DEA. But there's an element within our government that's running a secret ops that even the CIA doesn't even know about. And it's run through private contractors for gain, it's for money. That's what it is. We cannot afford to have mainstream media look too damn close into this kind of stuff, because you're going to find out where some of these people got their money to put millions of dollars back into the media treasury. Where did that money come from?
Mm-hmm. I mean, come from somewhere.
Come from where? Gun running.
Somewhere.
Yep. Gun running. It happened the same in Cuba. Gun running. The hip bone's connected to the thigh bone. Pull a thread, and this whole damn thing will unravel. But you're not going to get this country to pull that thread, because they have to protect the legacies of sitting presidents, past presidents, and et cetera. The White House is very, very upset right now.
I'll bet.
Mexico is getting ready to expose the documents that were supposed to be shredded in the basement of the Pentagon, because the DFS had copies of those cables that went down to ask what about this DEA agent. Monday is a magazine in Mexico that's coming out with that story. Costa Rica just come out that they want to reopen the Iran-Contra investigations because of information that they have currently found. One reason that this information could not come out of Mexico is because the previous Mexican government was blocking, because they're in cahoots with the same kind of payoffs that came from our politicians in this country to their politicians in that country, to allow drugs to come back into this country to make money to buy guns that are going back down south to fund those operations. In the process of those guns going south, certain elements, gangs, and cartels filtrated those guns off. Tracking devices and Fast and Furious was taken off the loads going across the border. That's been proven. We had boots on the ground inside Mexico, a task force doing undercover work. Bill Conroy for Narco News wrote about it for 4 years. Not one media of this side picked it up. Fast and Furious and Brian Terry got killed because of gun running, not because of drugs or illegals coming back across the border. You know, so
and Stevens got whacked because he was going to sing, didn't he?
Stevens had already made cables back to the State Department warning them that this was getting ready to happen. I mean, I have a NATO friend, and I have a colonel friend that's working over there, not undercover, but in intel, and that's their story. And they asked me, it says, Tosh, what can we do? I said, you can't do nothing. He says, what can you do? And I said, all I can do is just, hey, what you tell me? The truth will come out. But why are we blocked? Why are we blocked? Okay, we're taking it all up now to Benghazi. I've asked him for 11 questions, simple yes or no questions, posted on my Facebook page, asking about guns and weapons in Benghazi. And there's been over 250 letters that have been sent to our elected officials, Senate and Congress, and even to the president. And they have not even acknowledged those 11 questions about Benghazi.
Let me give out your Facebook page right now. So everybody just get ready, because it's kind of a long address. But it's www, of course, .facebook.com/. Yes, it's a forward slash. Robert.Plumlee, P-L-U-M-L-E-E.
Tosh. Make sure you got Tosh. Robert Tosh.
Oh, is it? Does it say Tosh in the address?
Robert Plumlee. That's my.
All right. Well, I got an error
Robert
here.
Robert Plumlee on that page.
Oh, gotcha. Robert Tosh, T-O-S-H, Plumlee, P-L-U-M-L-E-E. Right. Now, do I need the .5 question mark and all that?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I'm new on Facebook. I've only had that thing since September the 23rd, right after I was interviewed by Fox News.
Okay. All right. So just Facebook.com/ Robert Tosh Plumlee, P-L-U-M-L-E-E. Okay. All right. Well, you ought to get a bunch of likes on that thing.
I've got 800 and something. And, well, it's been, I'm overwhelmed by the support of the questions and the, I've voiced my feelings on this kind of situations. I've voiced about Kiki Camarena. I've taken the documentations that I sent you. I've tried to pull it all together into one place because, you know, on Facebook, you got all kinds of people, got all kinds of, you know, questions, and it runs a gauntlet, you know. And my question is, stay focused. Focus on Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I said to you, starting back from Cuba, is just part of this thread that we're pulling and the hip bone connected, and I wasted a lot of time. Maybe perhaps we should have started from the beginning and then worked the other way from current events. This Benghazi thing is a current event. Kiki Camarena's murder and torture and his pilot's murder is a current event. Old sores are coming to the surface, and Mexico, with the new administration that they have, is honestly cleaning up their act. And it's not going to be easy for them. But in the process of cleaning up their act in Mexico, they've uncovered tremendous illegal activities on this side of the border. And I appall the Mexicans for what they're doing. I do not appall my government for what it's doing. This is ridiculous. To sit here and withhold this kind of information from the American people, including Benghazi and the details for those families. I sit and listen to that mother beg them to tell her the truth and watch them hug her and kiss her and tell her what they're going to do and get to the bottom of this. And they will not even reveal what they know and what intelligence found out about Benghazi before it happened. If the Gary Hart letter had been acted upon at the time that he wrote it, at the time that he was aware of the maps and the documentation of what was going on in 1984 and 85, Kiki Camarena would have been alive today. And so would Wendaya, and so would Gary Webb, and so would, good gosh, you can go down the ladder. Colonel James Sabot, he would be alive today. Kiki Camarena would be alive today. Gary Webb would probably be alive today.
What happened to SEALs? Do you know? Barry Seal.
Barry Seal would probably be alive today. He was turned over by the CIA to the cartel and put on spot for them to come up and whack him because Seal was getting ready to talk about the guns that he was running through the fat lady. And Seal's plane was the one that was shot down with all the weapons in it that started the Iran-Contra affair.
You know, Philip Marshall worked with Barry Seal.
Marshall was a very good friend of mine also. Well, he killed his dog and killed his kids and shot himself. Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds like a Bravo Sierra to me.
And there had been Gary Webb shot himself twice in the head. There's others that little known. One of the loadmasters of El Toro and the people that used to fuel up the C-130s and when I used to fly in there, two of them end up missing. The guy that turned right. I mean, good gosh, where is our media? Where is our journalist? Where is our investigative reporters? The ones that want to investigate these kind of things, their senior editors who have been embedded by the CIA will not let this story come forward. I just witnessed that through Fox News. Now, Fox News called me 18 times to go on camera. 18 times their reporter contacted me, wore me down until I decided to go on. And I talked about everything that you and I are talking about right now.
Who was that at Fox?
You want me to give a name?
Yeah, might as well. Hell, my Alpha Sierra Sierra is out on the clothesline with yours.
Look, I've tried to call him 8 times, and they will not return my call now because after they did what they did to me and put me on spot the way that they did, I posted it on my Facebook page.
Okay, that'll work.
So...
You don't have to sing out. That was indiscreet, but I thought...
this guy, all he can do is come out. He was very nice, very cordial, and so on like that. All he can do is take the information, do the filming, have the film crew come out, spend all that money to send out there and give me 10 seconds, and it comes out that I flew Carl Quintero out of the United States so he wouldn't be picked up to be questioned. That is not the story, and that's what made me mad, and that's why I started the Facebook page. Now, I found out later that the very person that passed judgment on me was Ollie North, and that's what I was told. So, how do you think I feel? And how do you think my friends feel? There was other two DEA agents that was interviewed by the same people, and they did the same thing to them. They discredited them. And these were decorated DEA agents, and one of them headed up a 123-man task force to investigate the killing of Kiki Camarena, and his name was Hector Bareilles. I'll tell you something else. When I went to testify to Kerry, Bareilles' documents and his investigation of the death of Bendaya was on the desk of John Kerry. And when I told them about Carl Quintero and the ranch and the Guatemalans training there, they did not even tell me that they already had that information from a DEA agent. And that agent was Hector Bareilles. And I've already told him what I'm doing here tonight, and he said, yeah, you can use my name. And Phil Jordan is another one. And all our stories came from different sections, and there's 5 more agents out there. But they do not get the time in mainstream media to tell their story like I'm telling to you. I've been on another broadcast saying the same thing, and that was back in September the 23rd. Not one thing has been picked up about the true facts behind the Kiki Camarena. Costa Rica now is opening up their investigation. I think I sent you a copy of their article from the Tico Times that was dated before yesterday.
Yeah, I got it. All right, let's...
Is it that our mainstream media and senior editors that I say they're in the pocket of the CIA and this administration will not let this story come forward?
Well, I reckon it didn't work. Let's take a little break and come back, and then you just let it rip for the remainder of the hour. I'm just going to sit back and let you talk. Might as well do it while we can. This is Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, a little piece from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. This is the part when, oh, I see what's going on. Pretty good little piece of music. It's not doing much to soothe the savage breast, however. In fact, it's getting it a little bit on the jacked up side. We'll be back. This is Coast to Coast AM. Yeah, I may be doing my next broadcast from Mexico. Well, yeah, I'm not really joking. We'll be back. Can't get to Robert Tosh Plumlee's Facebook page right now. I wonder why that is. But keep trying. Facebook.com/Robert Tosh Plumlee, Plumlee. We'll be back with some more in just a minute. This is Coast to Coast AM. Keep smiling. Well, I'll tell you what. This is, I just have to ask this. Well, never mind. I'll ask you off air.
Are we on air?
Yeah, we are. You know, I just can't help, you know, when the secretary was sitting there going, this video, we had nothing to do with this video. And I'm going, no, it's the most stupid video I've ever seen. Even the government couldn't make a video that stupid. Or maybe they could. That was supposed to have churned up all this, all these protests and all this, which result in the Benghazi 9/11 incident. Oh, wow, there's coincidental timing. I'm just wondering how deep, I'm just wondering how connected the Clintons really are.
Well, I think they're, like I said earlier, birds of a feather all flock together. It's time we as a nation start flocking together and take some action. And I don't mean hostile actions. I mean, you know, let's just answer a few questions. You know, in essence of time, you know, since you couldn't get on the Facebook page, and I know we're being monitored. I mean, hell, I've been monitored for a long time, and I don't know what repercussions are going to come from me by even talking like I've been talking for the last 2.5 or 3 hours, however long it's been. But would it be appropriate for me to ask these questions that were posted on the Facebook in preference to Benghazi?
Would it be appropriate? Well, if it's on Facebook, I don't see why not.
Well, I mean, read them out here, you know.
It's okay with me.
Okay, well, here's what was on Facebook. I posted it out the 23rd of September. And then I let out here questions that mainstream media will not or are not allowed to ask during their so-called press meetings with the administration. Some may consider these 11 questions chilling or conspiratorial in nature. However, I feel they are valid questions, and we, the American people, deserve simple answers to these following simple questions. Whether I go through all of them or not is another question. But anyway, number one, is the United States secretly arming and supporting various factions of the Syrian rebels with high-caliber impact weapons from the United States arsenals? That's a question. Simple yes or no. Number two, is the United States' little-known direct commercial sales program, also known as the Blue Lantern Report, being used as a, quote, cutout to secretly aid both sides of the Middle Eastern Civil War? Question number three, is America again playing both sides against the middle for corporate gain, as previously demonstrated by the Cuban Project of the 50s and 60s, as well as the Iran-Contra fiasco of the 80s and the South American-Mexican drug wars of the 90s? Question number four, should I continue with these questions?
Go right ahead. Might as well.
I have to ask, what happens to those weapons after legally being sold via this program and they leave our control? Question five, are they being monitored, traced, certified, and inventoried after arriving in other countries? Number five, will our troops one day again face these American-made weapons on some foreign battlefield? Number six, is the direct commercial sales program a secret cash cow for many U.S. corporations, international arms merchants, its insiders, or affiliates? Some of these I say can be answered yes or no. Seven, Is it possible that this could be another off-the-books, secret covert operation ran by the CIA's Special Tactical Unit, similar to the Iran-Contra operations of the 80s and the old Cuban projects of the 50s and 60s, where we supplied both sides weapons and escalated the conflict for personal and corporate gain? I'm not a conspirator, but anyway, these questions I think are important.
Yep.
Number 8, could we be selling and supplying dangerous high-impact weapons while aiding and financing both sides of a civil war in Syria? Then I'll go down here. Number 10, did our ambassador and others, weeks before they were murdered, notify our State Department and CIA that Syrian rebels had obtained U.S. weapons, including Stinger missiles, from Jordan, Turkey, Pakistan, shipped from CIA safe houses run by private contractors? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Number 11, were they told to stand down? Yes or no? And I'll put at the end, I'm just asking. I haven't made any comment. All I've done is ask those questions. So far to date, those questions have been asked to our Senate and to our congressmen and even to the President of the United States and the National Security Council. And they have not even acknowledged that these questions were even asked. Now, what is wrong with this picture?
Everything.
Now, point 2. Sheldon notified us about the NSA snooping. Oliver North had 16, well, not only Oliver North, but the Klan had all these felony convictions laid upon them. And President Reagan gave them pardons. They're in violation of the Boland Amendment. They profit off that operation. They were considered as heroes fighting communism during the Cold War. And we labeled them as heroes and pardoned them for illegal acts of gun running that got people killed, got a decorated DEA agent killed. Now, there's no statute on murder or accessories to murder. My feeling is I think every one of those people should be brought up. I think a congressional committee should be looked into every damn thing that I've said here tonight. And I don't understand why our elected officials will not take and look at this. My personal feelings at this point, that all this Obamacare and everything else going around is nothing more than a diversion to pass laws upon us in the middle of the night and make criminals out of us. And that's where the United States has gotten, in my opinion. I want my country back. That's why I come forward and talking on your program. I'm not waving any flag. I don't get paid, and I'm not doing anything. I'm 76 years old, and it's time for this crap to stop.
And Tosh, let me ask you something. Did you contact us, or did we contact you?
You contacted me.
Okay. All right, let me give out your correct Facebook address, because we got it. And I want to thank Don for putting me hip to it. Pardon me, putting me hep to it. That's facebook.com/robert.plumley.5. And it comes up Robert Tosh Plumley. One more time, facebook.com/robert.plumley.5. Okay.
Okay. Well, I know this is probably going to cause me a lot of grief, but it's out there before the fact. And that's the only thing that's going to protect me and my friends and my DEA people friends and the doc and the, well, anyway, keep an eye on Mexico. This is getting ready to break big time in Mexico. So.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, what do you see as far as blowback for us?
You mean for the United States?
Mm-hmm.
I think our mainstream media is going to be forced to cover it and cover it truthful. I think the people that sit in the ivory towers that drawn paychecks from various federal agencies to protect a legacy, their own legacy and the legacy of a past president. I'm not saying anything derogatory about Reagan. Reagan administration, I think, got hijacked, and it went into a savings and loan scandal. The savings and loans got ripped off in order to pay for guns. The people that received the money for the guns campaigned contributions, and certain people got elected. We know what went on with Barry Seal, and we know what went on with Mena, Arkansas. We know what went on in Central America. We know those things. There have been enough testimony. You can go back and look at the Abrams report. It's on the internet. It's known as Chapter 25, United States versus Ellert Abrams. It's all there documented. A new generation does not know where to go to find the kind of documentation. Our history has been covered up. We've just been buried because of the illegal acts that we, because of our apathy, the American people's apathy, let happen. That's my opinion. Now, I'm sort of getting on a soapbox here, and I don't mean to do that.
It's all right. I do it all the time. Let me ask you a couple of quick ones. You think this is why Michael Hastings, the little journalist who was on this program, got topped?
I believe he definitely was. That's my belief. Why do I believe that? I believe it on many things that tie in together. I mean, this whole thing that I told you tonight. People say, well, how come you're alive? Talking about me. I think that I'm alive, and I might not be alive too damn much longer, but I think I'm alive because of the letter from Senator Gary Hart. In other words, that protected me. It was information before the fact. My testimony, five times, my testimony has been classified, especially in the Kerry Committee, over this thing with Kiki Camarena and others, and the Carl Quintero Ranch and the training of the Guatemalan guerrillas and everything that you read on that letter. That was turned over to the Senate Foreign Relations and the Senate Arms Committee, and they refused to even look at it. Also, that information sabotaged Gary Hart's run for the presidency. The same people that's in that letter that you have a copy of are the same people that paid the people to take the picture and put the lady in his lap.
Mm-hmm.
So our nation relies upon what someone does with their pee-pee rather than what someone does with their heart.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the truth?
So that cost that. I'm not saying he's a good president. I'm not saying he was a good man. But I've talked to the man eyeball to eyeball many, many times, and I know what his heart was symbolically there.
Right, I got you.
At that particular time. And I know how he was hurt.
Oh, yeah. Well, sex will do it every time. Either that, it'll either be sex or drugs or too much rock and roll in some cases. Well, let me ask another quick one. Yeah. This Bin Laden raid, fact or fiction? I think it was fiction. I think a Stinger took down that helicopter, that Chinook or whatever it was, full of SEALs.
Well, yeah, I there's no doubt. I mean, other,
there's no doubt?
There's no doubt. I mean, I've heard this from... I've got a couple of NATO friends that went over there on an inspection team, and they reached out to a couple of colonels over there even before when this happened. And they're telling this story. And then you know what happens? It gets to the Pentagon, and, man, those guys got busted. They got busted back. They got reprimands. They got told to shut up. So now all this stuff that comes from overseas and Afghan and the Middle Eastern countries, why does it have to be filtered by this particular administration? And then if it leaks out, the general gets fired. You know, it does not make sense to me.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway, I don't want to get on all that, because that's not what I'm on your program for, is to preach and give you my beliefs. But it just not other things are not right in this country.
Do you see any salvaging this country? Yes, absent, do you?
It didn't happen overnight. I'm talking 45, 50. I'm talking almost 55 years here.
Well, we just reamed the Dulles brothers real good on a program a week or two ago. Alan and
you know where, in my opinion, John, you know where it starts. We're going to have to start in the cradle, and we're going to have to start raising our children and teaching them the history and the truth behind the things that I'm talking about. They're going to have to expose this stuff. And we're going to have to start getting next to our children, because that's our future. And if we have, when we pull away from our children and we don't train our children and teach our children, then we're going to have anarchy and we've lost our nation. That's just my opinion.
Tosh, the thing that gets me about this is, as we've talked about this, what some might feel like we have said is this phony war against communism. It looks to me as though some very distinct components of the communist doctrine is being implemented in this country.
That's true.
Well, I was hoping you'd say, no, you're not wrong. I was hoping you would say I was wrong. But...
Do you see it? I think I see it. The very thing that we fought and started the freedom fighters for, to stop aggression in Latin America countries, is the very thing that has taken over this country today. I mean, look, I'm almost to the point where I can't talk to you like I'm talking right now without being fear that I'm being monitored by somebody upstairs.
Oh, yes.
You know, okay. Have I lost my freedoms? Have I lost my freedom to congregate? I mean, there's a thousand issues. And then if you take one of them, then you're a conspirator. You see what I'm saying? Or you're a disgruntled American citizen. Or are you going to raise up arms against the government? Or you're talking radical stuff? Or you're going to get a fag charge put on you, false accusations against the government?
For a pretty short hop to enemy of the state, isn't it?
Well, we're there. And now, you know why we're there? We let it happen. Apathy in this country. We're more interested in who's winning on Dancing with the Stars and Idol, and you know. And I'm not knocking these programs. I mean, entertainment. But I mean, my gosh, I watched a kid playing a game walk into a damn door, damn near cut himself to pieces. You know.
Yeah.
So I mean, our minds are not where they should be as a nation.
No, there are too many people out there who have put a stupid grinning face while staring at a tiny screen, and they're wandering around among other people, and they're all doing the same thing. It's sick, really. Yeah. It's silly.
We're a sick nation. I hate to say that. I mean, and I guess that's why I'm posting on Facebook. I believe in my country. I believe in the American people. But we've got to start someplace. This generation has screwed this country up so bad there's no hope for this generation getting it out of it. It's going to come from, it took years and years to get to this point. It's going to take us years and years to get out. My question is, I don't think we're going to survive that many more years to get out. We have now become a third world country, and we're a failed state, where anybody knows it or not. I mean, look at our debt. I mean, my gosh, there's a thousand issues you could take out here. How in the hell are we going to pay $21,000 in debt in 5 years?
Oh, yeah. I know.
$21 trillion. Five more years, our debt's going to be... there's no way. So what are we going to devalue?
Yeah. We got to talk some more, okay? This is a good number for you, yeah?
Yeah, it's a good number.
Okay. All right. I ain't giving it out. Yeah.
We don't know. Hey, John, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean,
no, we don't.
I went a little more than what I intended to go.
Well, I always do. Hell, you know, if more is good, then too much is just right, don't you think?
Well, there's strength in numbers, and I'm hoping that, I'm just hoping that coming out here on the front end will protect me and my friends and maybe help in some small way. Start making some changes and getting the right kind of people in the right kind of positions.
All right, I'm going to ring you tomorrow, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, sounds very good. Thank you.
Are we done for tonight? That looks like 2:55, my gosh.
Yep.
I've talked 3 hours and you haven't said nothing.
No, it's okay. I didn't. This is one that I already did my talk, and what you did was validate most of it. So, I'm happy, and I'm sort of like, wish that had been a conspiracy theory, but it's not.
You guys reaching out to me and giving me the opportunity to talk. I mean, it's most of these kind of shows, you get interrupted so much with commercials, and you don't have time to even really talk. This is a very like I said from the beginning, it's very convoluted and very complicated, and I just hope I've tried to put it in proper perspective from my view, from being involved over 50 years.
Thanks, Tosh. I'll be in touch, and I'm not kidding you either. All right. Go see him. Facebook.com/Robert.Plumley.5. Ah, dear old Mexico, your warm breezes, your sunny beaches, and maybe even a few margaritas. All right, well, with any luck, I'll be with you next Saturday night for a Fukushima forum. That's another thing that the mainstream media is not covering, and I would like to call upon you out there in MSM, don't be so gutless. Get with the program. We're all in the same boat. Don't you get it? Over and out.